You found your home for real sports talk for real sports fans. 1700 KBGG.
All right, welcome back. It's the 1 o'clock hour of the Ken Miller Show, 1700 KBGG. Trent Connor and myself with you until 2 o'clock. Boy, if you're a fan of the Iowa Hawkeye football program, and I'm sure you're following Kakert or Leistikow or Emirates on Twitter, boy, lots of info coming from Iowa football today. I like the fact that they actually come to a podium, right, as opposed to just a media scrum. It seems like that's the way they're doing it at Ames. I don't know if that's the best way to do it. It just seems like if you're behind the podium and there's somewhat of a plan, if you will, to it.
A pecking order, too.
Yeah, type of thing, yeah. Right? And there is a name. Randy always gets the first question.
Right,
deservedly so, right?
Absolutely.
But Seth Wallace and Reese Morgan have met the staff today. So we are met the media today. So we'll have a good conversation tomorrow with Scott Dockerman at 12:40. He was at Media Day. Media Day, God. Start this hour again. Can you hear music?
All right.
He was at Pro Day yesterday and is taking part of the media scrum today. So we will catch up on Iowa tomorrow at 12:40. David Kaplan tomorrow as well. Drew Ott, apparently, Trent, participated yesterday in Pro Day at Iowa.
Mm-hmm.
This is a guy that I thought got screwed, quite frankly, by the NCAA not getting another year of eligibility. I thought that he deserved it. He was right on that borderline.
Yep.
You know, could have gone either way, and unfortunately,
played 3.5 years.
You're right. And when it seems like the NCAA errs on the side of the NCAA and not on the student athlete, which is a head scratcher to me. But anyways. Parker Hesse took his place, right? When Ott went down, Parker Hesse was thrust into service at the time, and he's had a really nice career, honestly. I think Hesse's had a really nice career, and you consider the circumstances, that was going to be Drew Ott's job all day long, mm-hmm. right, or all year long, and he wasn't going to have to do that. But back to Ott for a second, because I thought he was a pro prior to the injury, just watching
Absolutely.
Him play, right? He's had that just explosive first step.
Mm-hmm.
What do you think now? I mean, he's going to be 25 when the season starts.
And
it's not the NBA where if you're over 22, 23, you're
it's over.
Behind the eight ball. Right.
You wonder if he's just damaged goods at this point.
I'm starting to think exactly on the same wavelength as you are.
Because why didn't he get this opportunity a year ago?
Uh-huh.
Because he was still rehabbing.
And he wanted to do it last year.
He's had so many injuries that, and then you couple that with, all right, you're an NFL team and you have, I don't know, a dozen spots that you, realistic spots for undrafted free agents that you're going to bring in. We're going to bring in 12 guys, and if we hit one or two,
you're going to hit one maybe.
We'll be very pleased about that.
Uh-huh.
But we're going to invite 12 that we like. Do you take a 22-year-old senior that hasn't had health problems? Or
the answer is yes.
A 25-year-old that's been out of the game for 2 years, that mm-hmm. has just been rehabbing.
And even if it's a practice squad, you're going to put the 22-year-old on the practice squad, I think.
I would love to see him just get a shot because he was a special talent. Do you remember the open practice over at Valley when the offensive line was getting screamed at by Brian Ferentz?
Yes, I do remember that. Now,
yes.
I remember the circumstances. I wasn't there to see it.
It was as bad of an offensive line.
Right.
And
he embarrassed them.
Yes, and it was him. It wasn't that, the offensive line's getting beat up by the D-line.
No, it was Drew Ott
they
having
were getting
his
beat
way.
Up by, right. by Drew Ott time in and time out.
Mm-hmm.
Size, speed off the edge. He was the complete package.
Now, did he get hurt in Iowa State or come back too soon against? I know the Iowa State played a role in his final season.
Right, and I'm trying to rack my brain what that timeline looked like
as think
well.
He tried to play.
Okay. And with the foot injury?
Yeah, and I either got hurt. Trent's memory goes on a guy after a while. But I'm glad to see that you're in the same boat
as I am. I'm noticing as well. Boy.
Yeah, here's the thing, Trent, just so you know.
Uh-huh.
It only gets worse.
Oh, great. Looking forward to that. All right, so his final season, he didn't record a statistic against Iowa State. So game one against Illinois State, had 2 sacks, 3 tackles.
I think he got hurt in the Iowa State
that
game.
That would make sense. Got hurt in that game.
In Ames, early. Right? The game was in Ames.
Yes. Came back, then played, didn't play the following week against Pittsburgh in the walk-off victory for
Hell
Marshall
of a game.
Game.
Hell of a game.
Then came back, played against North Texas, Wisconsin, Illinois, hurt again there, didn't play the rest of the season.
Yeah.
And you couple that, the other thing that, part of that case that drives me nuts, he was thrust into a role as a true freshman. He had to go out there because of another injury. Mm-hmm. I can't remember.
And wasn't he the kid that rode his moped across the state to get back to school? That's what I
thought. Driving on county roads. Back to Nebraska.
Right.
Oof.
Jeez.
It's like an 8-hour drive.
Yeah. Those are those kids that piss in the shower, right? Yeah. Drive your moped across the state, you can play on my team.
But he didn't play until halfway through his freshman season either because he thought he was going to be a redshirt.
Mm-hmm.
But they needed
so
him.
Whose injury force did you recall?
So it would have been 2012. Let's see. Who would have been along that defensive line? Bring up the 2012 statistics. Maybe that'll hand it to us. Defensive. All right. That was Hitchens, Morris, and Kirksey. The defensive line, well, this might have said also a part of it. Might not have just been injuries. Joe Gaglione had the most tackles for a defensive lineman. You got Louis Trinka-Passat there in the middle. Steve Bigak, Darian Cooper, Dominic Elvis. They might have just needed more help.
That's the answer.
It might not
question.
Even been injury. It was right. All right, this kid's good. We're bad on that front. Yeah. We need some help there. Boy, that was ugly.
And that's not too many years ago. And I'm struggling to remember those guys. I mean, Trinka-Passat, remember, because he went on to have a nice career.
But there's a reason they went 4-8.
Yeah,
that when was I was not very good. You can look at the lines, and well, when you're saying some of the names we said there, when Joe Gaglione's your most productive defensive lineman, you're going to go 4-8, and it happened.
The linebacker position, obviously, is it the biggest talker this spring? I mean, the running back, they're short there too.
They're short, yeah.
But replacing, I mean, it's kind of like replacing the. You know, the trio that you just mentioned, but these guys all graduating at the same time this past year. I don't know, Trent. That this to me, we haven't, and I don't want to do this, right? I don't want to get into WNLing or what kind of year is this team going to have.
Not yet,
but it's coming soon. There's a lot of questions.
A lot more than... I don't know what felt like there was it a year ago at this time.
And I thought they overachieved. Well, they certainly did in my book. They were better than I thought that they were last year.
Yeah, it's a difficult team to get a read on because...
You're losing a first-round pick in the secondary. You're losing all three of your linebackers.
You're losing your center.
You're losing your running game.
Losing your running game.
You didn't have much of a receiving core to begin with. Now, they're going to be older this year. Your tight ends are stout. Your quarterback is going to be a star.
You're feeling good at those positions, but where's Iowa built up front?
Mm-hmm.
Huge concerns, I still think, with the interior of that offensive line.
Do you?
I do.
Keegan Render doesn't do it for you?
He's fine. He's okay.
But he's replacing a first-round pick.
I would like him to be my
left guard.
Well, or my fifth-best offensive lineman, to be my third-best offensive lineman. And you couple that with your... two sophomore tackles. You know, we see regression out of sophomores from time to time. Though Jackson and Wirfs, they had certainly spots last year where they were really good.
Mm-hmm.
You need them to be stars this year. That's a lot to ask of a sophomore. That regression can happen from time to time. So you're right. There are a lot more questions with this Iowa team than I think some people want to really tap into.
And we will delve into some of those tomorrow with our buddy Scott Dockerman and Mark Morehouse later on in the week as well. If you're an Iowa State fan, if you're a sports fan, there's a really good piece, Fred Hoiberg. It's part one was today, one of the Athletic. Are you a subscriber? Boy, it's such a good site. They just keep hiring guys. Look, I know nobody likes to pay for content if you don't have to.
Right.
It's the way of the world, right? But I think we're moving. Athletic is going to be your sports page. It really is.
I'm fine with that. I got to jump in. They got a new Minnesota guy up there.
And it's $3 a month for crying out loud. Right. But a great piece on Hoiberg, part one published today. I think part two tomorrow. Anyways, it's a long one. We will come back. We're going to talk to Frank Schwab, Yahoo Sports, on the NFL when we continue. It's the Ken Miller Show on 1700 KBGG.
Now, listen to 1700 KBGG on Alexa. Say, Alexa, enable the 1700 KBGG skill. Then to play us, say, Alexa, play 1700 KBGG. Simple enough.
Hey, honey, I'm going to the chicken coop to watch the tournament.
Whoa, wait a minute. Our team didn't make the tournament.
Yeah, but, you know, my second favorite team did.
Oh, really? And who's that? Let me guess. You're in a pool again, aren't you?
A couple of them. Yeah, gotta go. Bye.
It's tournament time, baby. No need to flip channels to watch the game. The Chicken Coop has all the games from every network on every TV. The Chicken Coop. Serious about food. Serious about the tournament.
Join the American Lung Association's Fight for Air Klein in downtown Des Moines on April 8th to help fight lung disease. Register today at fightforiowaclimb.org or call 515-309-9507.
Attention, drivers with Class A CDL. Are you looking for a solid career that offers great benefits with the time at home you desire? How about earning $70,000 a year plus starting from year one? If this sounds good, come join our growing team at ADM. We offer a complete benefits package including 401k, health, life, dental, and vision. And we even offer a pension plan. With ADM, you'll get paid vacation, personal days, and holidays. Oh, and don't forget $70,000 a year to start. Drivers must possess a Class A CDL with hazmat tanker and passport, or be able to obtain a passport within the first 60 days of employment. Don't wait. Call ADM today at 515-265-8437. That's 515-265-8437, or visit us at adm.com/careers. ADM requires successful completion of a pre-employment drug screening and background check. ADM is an equal opportunity employer for minorities, females, protected veterans, and individuals with a disability.
Guys, are you ready to begin your journey to live life better? Are you feeling tired and worn down, or looking to improve performance and drive in the bedroom? Looking to burn fat and gain muscle? Then it's time to contact New Leaf Wellness. New Leaf Wellness offers a free, no-obligation consultation. Dr. Robert Seaman and the New Leaf staff will help craft a plan dedicated to you. From testosterone replacement therapy, advanced weight loss, to nutritional therapy, New Leaf Wellness strives to find the plan that will improve your quality of life. Dr. Robert Seaman and New Leaf Wellness, give them a call today at 515-650-1358. Again, 515-650-1358 for New Leaf Wellness. One more time, 515-650-1358. It's time to live life better with New Leaf Wellness. Call 515-650-1358. That's 515-650-1358.
Washer Systems of Iowa, blasting grime and saving you time. At Washer Systems of Iowa, we have an experienced factory-trained service department and will work on any American-made pressure washer. Washer Systems of Iowa, featuring Mighty M industrial pressure washers. Mighty M, built in Iowa, number one in Iowa. Washer Systems of Iowa. Visit their showroom at 6050 Northeast 14th Street in Des Moines or online, washersystems.com.
You just get it through the experience.
I'm a fan of a lot of our fast, casual cuisine.
I love the theater and the shopping. My kids love to go to the parks.
There's a lot going on musically.
If you can't find things to do in Des Moines,
you must be boring.
This is a magical place.
Don't miss out. Visit catchdesmoines.com and plan your getaway to Greater Des Moines.
Catch what you've been missing.
Villaggio Italian Restaurant brings real homemade Italian to you. Fantastic food, great service, and an elegant vibe that feels like home. All your favorites from the original in Norwalk and an expanded menu with the newest location on 100th Street in Urbandale. Plus, one of the best happy hours in the metro from 3 to 6 each weekday. When you're thinking Italian, make it Villaggio. Pizza, pasta, sandwiches, and more. Two locations, Sunset Drive in Norwalk and 100th Street in Urbandale. Villaggio Italian Restaurant.
Well, it's that time of year again. Tax time. Not all tax firms are the same. Hi, this is Mike Hammond, owner of Advantage Financial and Tax Services, located in West Des Moines. Not only am I a tax pro, but a certified financial planner as well. We can discuss tax savings ideas and financial services when we meet. We are not a chain and offer local and personalized service. Give us a try. Visit AdvantageIowa.com or call 440-1133. Advantage Financial and Tax Services.
All right, let's go.
Real sports talk for real sports fans.
Oh, man, I love it. I love it.
You suck.
Back to Miller and Condon on 1700 KBGG.
right, welcome back. Continuing on here, we will get to our MLB, one of the local previews. We did the Royals yesterday, the Twins coming up today, Cubs and Cards tomorrow. But let's talk some NFL. Lots of movement, lots of things going on. NFL meetings taking place. Frank Schwab, Yahoo Sports, Shutdown Corner, regular guest of the program. Glad to talk to him once again. Frank, Trent and Ken in Des Moines, thanks for coming on. How are you?
What's going on?
Well, the catch rule is passed unanimously. Are we confident that we understand it more, or I guess more importantly, that the officials, that the NFL actually understands their own rule, what constitutes a catch and what doesn't?
I think so. I think that it's simpler. That's what we wanted, right? We want more catches, fewer reversals, and I think this does that. I think that we got to a point where the catch rule was so confusing, and it was overshadowing games. Like that Steelers-Patriots game, like all we're talking about is a catch rule. Like the NFL doesn't want that. Like, is this rule going to lead to some other issues? Yes, probably, because everybody likes complaining because it's 2018, and B, because officiating a catch is just not easy. I mean, there's a lot of moving parts and all this and that. But what this is going to do is create more catches, fewer reversals, and I think at the end of the day, we're all ready to make that trade-off. If it looks like a catch, in many ways, it's going to be a catch. And yes, there's going to be times when it pops up again, and we're all complaining because that's what we like to do. But I think this is—it's definitely for the better. Whatever issues come up from it, we'll live with that because this is what we wanted.
So this rule, it simplifies things. What are some of the concerns, though? I know there are some people out there with some concerns and just kind of going from this ridiculous, so many different kind of steps to completing a catch to now it's wide open. Do you have any concerns at all about it, or just the simplicity maybe will make this a lot easier for everybody involved?
I mean, it will make it easier. If there's one concern, I think it's that, well, now aren't there going to be more fumbles? I mean, if a player, a player, we've seen this play, I guess, over the middle, catches the ball, and the ruling on it is it's easier to make a catch now. It's easier to say that's a catch. Well, we're going to see a lot of plays where guys don't get touched. They catch the ball, make two quick steps, reach out, and the ball comes out. That's not an incompletion anymore. It's a fumble. And that's going to create more turnovers. I mean, that has to happen. I mean, if we're going to make it easier to justify, okay, that was a catch, you don't need to do so much to complete a catch. Well, if guys aren't touched down, the ground can cause a fumble if you're not touched. We've seen that before. So it will create more turnovers. That's just part of this whole deal, and that's going to be the big controversy, I think, moving forward. But at the end of the day, are we willing to make that trade-off? I am. I'm willing to see more catches and fewer of these ridiculous reversals based on, the ball slightly moving. So you're going to have to – something's going to happen. I mean, there's always going to be some moving parts to this, but that one, I guess, is what we're going to have to accept to get for a better catch rule.
Frank Schwab, Yahoo Sports, is with us. Well, Frank, we haven't spoken since free agency started, so let's get to the needle movers, and that's the quarterback position. What team did you like with what they did as far as their quarterback decision? Conversely, what team had left you scratching your head with the quarterback position?
Well, I think the Vikings did a great job. I mean, look, we can argue whether Kirk Cousins is quote-unquote worth it, whether what he should have been paid. But Kirk Cousins is a very good quarterback, and I think that they view themselves as, hey, we have the cap room. We are right on the verge of making a Super Bowl, winning a Super Bowl, which they've never done. If we can upgrade at the most important position, let's do that. And they did it. It was aggressive. Yes, it cost them a lot, but it's still only 3 years, so it's not killing a franchise or anything. I think that they did it right. The team that I look at, Sam Bradford is really worth $20 million a year still? Really? Mm-hmm. Ooh, is he worth half that? I just don't get why Sam Bradford has hypnotized the entire NFL to keep giving him contracts. There's this siren song with Sam Bradford when he hasn't played that well even when he's been healthy. He's okay. I mean, if you're chasing Sam Bradford $20 million a year hoping he stays healthy, you have to hope that the upside is like, wow, well, we've seen this guy play at an MVP level. He's never been close to that. It's just, hey, we think that sometime, somehow, he's going to develop into this top five quarterback that we thought he was coming out of the draft. Well, there's no evidence he's ever going to be that guy. And I don't get the Cardinals kicked the can down the road to add Carson Palmer, even though they knew he wasn't going to play forever. And at some point, that bill is going to become due, and you could kind of see it coming where they were going to be the team left without the chair in this game of musical chairs, and they were. And that's how you end up paying Sam Bradford $20 million to be your quarterback. I didn't like that one.
Speaking of hypnotized, Johnny Manziel does that for me. He had a pro day last week. He had another one today at Texas A&M. Mike Evans apparently showed up, I guess, to lend support or whatever. Is he going to play in the NFL? I know he turned down an opportunity to play in the CFL. He says he's got married. He says he's changed the way that he, you know, he is off of the field. He's grown up, apparently. Is he going to play in the NFL?
I don't personally think so. He did say today that he would go to the CFL. If the NFL doesn't work out, he'll play in the CFL.
Okay.
We'll see. I mean, that's kind of been up in the air for years, it seems like. So we'll see. I think that it's smart of him to go to these pro days and throw. You know, there's one misconception that, like, NFL teams are going to watch Johnny Manziel pro day. No, Johnny Manziel was asked to throw at University of San Diego pro day by two receivers there who he was working out with. He presumably was asked by the Texas A&M to work out there. 32 teams didn't go to Texas A&M's pro day to see Johnny Manziel. 32 NFL teams happened to be at Texas A&M's pro day where Johnny Manziel was throwing, which is really smart. If you think about it, it's really smart. I mean, if you're Johnny Manziel, you're not getting an audience with an NFL team right now. Like, that's just not happening. Well, but if they're there, they have to watch you if you're throwing a pro day, right? So I think that's pretty smart by him. I think here's the problem with Johnny Manziel in the NFL, is we've seen guys get second chances and third chances and fourth chances. All of those guys who get all those chances can play. We don't know if Johnny Manziel can play. Is there anything on his NFL film that leads you to believe that, wow, this guy is worth the trouble? I don't think so. I mean, he's going to have to, if he goes to, let's say he goes to CFL or the Spring League, he's doing whatever, however he does it, and he shows, hey, this is the quarterback I can be when my life's on track and my life is on track. I mean, at that point, NFL teams at least perk up a little bit. But at this point, he's not worth the trouble because he's not that good of a player. He's going to have to prove he can play at a really, really high level for teams to make it worth their while, and that's the challenge right now. I think even more so than proving he's on the right track and all that, it's saying, hey, I can play so well that you're going to be willing to take a gamble on me. He didn't show that his first time in the NFL. We'll see if he can rehabilitate and somehow gain that back.
So, Frank, Ken was talking about the needle mover, the quarterback position, and Cousins to Minnesota, big one. But some people might believe Sheldon Richardson could prove to be even bigger, an already great defense, and you add him. Talk about that signing, a surprising one certainly to me, and what he's going to mean to the interior of an already great defense.
Yeah, and I think it's one of those things where you keep your strength strong, as they say. You know, just because they had a good defense last year, number one, and I believe in yards and points allowed, you don't rest on that. You say, how can we get better? And if you can add a guy like him, if Shelby Richardson's motivated, if he's has his head on right, I mean, there's a lot of baggage that comes with him, and we kind of know it, but he is supremely talented. And he's a guy you give a second chance to because he could play the game at a really, really high level. And I think it's a great move by the Vikings. I don't think it's more important than Cousins because Cousins is quarterback, but I think that he's a good piece that fits perfectly with what they want to do, and it shows not only, hey, we're going to invest money in quarterback, but, hey, we're going to invest money everywhere. We're going for it. The Rams are doing that, too, and I respect that. I respect when teams say, we were close, but that's not what we want. We want to win it all. Let's get this thing done. How can we do that? Whether it's the Rams signing Sue, the Vikings signing Cousins and Richardson. I respect the fact that these teams in the NFC are saying, hey, the opportunity is there. Let's go grab it.
What about you? You mentioned the Rams briefly there. Talib and Marcus Peters shut down corners, and Ndamukong Suh. Aaron Donald was already there. Wade Phillips is a terrific defensive coordinator. This Rams team, we saw the emergence of Goff last year. They may or may not be kicking the tires on bringing over Odell Beckham. What's that going to cost as they try and add more pieces to this? Todd Gurley's not going anywhere. Boy, this Rams team, they're stacked without Beckham. If they get him, boy, this really changes things, in my opinion.
Yeah, I don't think they will get Beckham. I think that, you know, yeah, they're kicking the tires, and that's going to create a headline, but it's not like you got to pay all these guys, right? Like, I mean, it's not like they just chewed up $40 million cap space and went up on $20 million a year. I like what the Rams have done. What they have done. I think they've said, you know, Jared Goff has 2 more years left on his rookie deal. By the time he gets a fifth-year option, I'll extend him like it usually happens. That window is so important for an NFL team. When you have a good NFL starter on his rookie deal, it's the biggest advantage you can have, I believe, in sports. And the Seattle Seahawks really put the blueprint out there when they had Russell to say, we have this, our quarterback's making peanuts. Let's just blow it out and go for a Super Bowl. And they did. They won the Super Bowl and then finished, obviously very close to second. So I think Rams are viewed it the same way. A 1 year deal for Sue is so perfect for them. They're not hurting themselves down the line. They're just getting, hey, we have extra money because Goff's not making anything. We can go. It's a bonus. It's a luxury to go get Ndamukong Suh. Now, can they keep adding? Can they get Beckham? I don't know, because Beckham's a different deal because he wants long-term, $20 million a year. He's not going to sign for some two-year deal. So I think that complicates that. I don't think that's going to happen. I honestly don't think Giants are going to trade Beckham. But the Rams have improved themselves. And again, look at the NFC. The NFC is really fascinating now. You got the 49ers are rising. Yep. The Rams are already there. The Saints are really good. The Vikings got better. The Eagles have a chance. Nobody's even talking about them right now. It's a really, really good conference, and it's going to be fun to watch this year.
No question about it. Frank, we'll talk to you in the weeks to come. Thank you, Frank Schwab.
Absolutely, guys. I appreciate it.
Yep, I do too. Frank Schwab, YahooSports.com, part of the shutdown corner. Apologize for the poor quality there.
A little cutting in and out. You never know.
Yeah, he's absolutely right, Trent. I love his point about the if you've got a rookie quarterback or that hasn't broken the bank yet, you can do some things, meaning what does that mean?
Mm-hmm.
Well, that money that you're going to have to pay the quarterback eventually, you can spread it around like the Seahawks did in their secondary.
Yes.
Then with Russell Wilson's that invoice came due,
mm-hmm.
and they had to make the moves that they had. So the window doesn't stay open for long. But Goff's a perfect example, right? He's there in his rookie quarterback. Boy, this team, and they got Wade Phillips. This Rams team, and you said yesterday
they're stacked.
That they're only a slight favorite in the NFC West.
Mm-hmm.
Boy, that one looks to me like take the elastic band off the bankroll.
Go after it.
I think they really are loaded. I really do.
Love it. And that's, I brought that up to you a couple weeks ago as it pertains to the Cowboys.
Right, what you did with Dak Prescott.
They have Dak.
Excellent point.
Yeah. And, the continued talk about Dez and do you cut him and the cap hit and everything that goes along with it. The window, it's not very big. When you find a quarterback, and especially guy like Dak, who was fourth round draft pick.
Yeah,
you're not paying him much money.
He was fourth, I think. Yeah,
Russell Wilson was a third round. I mean, not only is the salary structure different than when Sam Bradford came in the league, mm-hmm. and you have to hand him $20 million a year as mm-hmm. a rookie, but now you're talking about guys even later in the draft. Cowboys window suddenly, now we got to pay Dak in 3 years.
It's gonna
be
up.
A lot different.
Yeah,
time is now, Cowboys.
I couldn't agree with you more. Unfortunately for them, that division.
Yes.
I mean, the Eagles aren't going anywhere, I don't think, because they've got one of those quarterbacks that's relatively cheap as
well. Absolutely.
Now, their backup, they're paying probably more than they should. I'm still surprised that they, and I'm sure they fielded offers,
mm-hmm.
but they're hanging on to them, and maybe this is all predicated on the fact that Carson Wentz might not be ready in September.
Well, and the draft's coming up, and there's wheeling and dealing that can happen
True. But who out there is left that really needs that QB, though, Trent? That's the fact that is there a need, Cleveland does,
right.
But I would have to think that that Taylor's going to be a stopgap until it's Darnold, Allen, Rosen,
whoever it is.
I think it's one of those three. I don't put Baker. I don't think Mayfield's a threat to be taken first overall.
No.
Giants do.
They do. But that doesn't make sense, right?
No, I don't.
You're looking young there. You're not looking for a veteran to come in and take over. Arizona?
Just signed, spent a lot of money on two guys. Mike Glennon's got a deal over there. Bradford's there.
Two quarterbacks then. Yeah. They figured out the system well.
See, I told you, Bradford was my favorite of the three Vikings, but you can't trust his knee.
Right.
But, I loved his arm. Teddy Bridgewater signs with the Jets, and he's struggling right now. He's still got some work to do.
Mm-hmm.
The health thing he's not out of the woods yet regarding his health. So, look, there's a reason why Spielman and Zimmer gave up on him when they drafted him, wanted him to be the guy, But who knows better than what's going on with their QB than the Minnesota Vikings, right. Teddy Bridgewater, right? It's fascinating. I love this time of year. There truly is no offseason in the NFL. All right, baseball's about to start.
Yes.
I have to duck out for personal reasons, so you're going to have a conversation with Chris Atterbury.
Yes.
I'm jealous because I really did my Twins homework.
You did?
I love this Twins team, Trent. I've liked them for a long time. I'll be honest with you. I told you I've seen the Twins play live more than any other team in baseball. It's not even close.
Your adopted team
would be the Twins just because of the proximity to A, Winnipeg, and then mm-hmm. B, Des Moines when I was down here. And the fact that I would go to the Metrodome and know that if I'm going to spend 7.5 hours in the car or 4 hours in the car, when I get there, I'm going to see a game.
Right.
And you're a fan.
Yes.
And I think you're really going to enjoy it. Now, you did last year because it came out of nowhere.
It was a huge surprise.
It was massive. Now, there's expectations this year, Trent.
They had them a couple years ago, and they lost 103 games.
Excellent point. So they're no stranger to unfulfilled expectations.
Right.
You got great news with Sano mm-hmm. last week, right? Mm-hmm. As far as his legal trouble is not going to cost him any time on the field. The two additions to the pitching staff are massive.
Yes.
Santana's when? Memorial Day? Any chance before that?
That would be best case scenario, I think.
Oh, but best case scenario, I thought early May maybe.
I think it's going to be June.
Okay.
I think it'll be June when you see him in the majors.
Okay. So you hold it together till then, right? Mm-hmm. I mean, I love both acquisitions.
Odorizzi and Lance Lynn.
Awesome.
Both nice number fours, maybe a stretch for threes, but you can build a staff that way.
I agree with you. Phil Hughes. Berrios?
Berrios is the guy.
Yeah.
I mean, if he takes the leap,
mm-hmm.
which he has all the ability, he can be that top of the
Who's
rotation
Who's their opening
guy.
Day starter? Has it been announced yet?
Odorizzi is going to be the opening day starter. So they're going to go with him in opening day. The reason that Berrios did not get it, though they didn't come out and say it out, the wide speculation is so he can pitch in San Juan when they go down there.
Oh,
and play
that's right. The third week, I think,
yes,
of April?
Yes, that two-game set that they play Cleveland down in Puerto Rico, and they want to...
Set the rotation so he's the guy there, right?
Yep.
Byron Buxton is going to be, if he's not already on baseball fans' radar,
mm-hmm.
he's about to be because he's one of the most exciting players in baseball. Plain and simple.
Even if he never hits a lick, he is already
a
plus player. And he showed that 2 years ago, right at the end of the year, had a great stretch last season.
Mm-hmm.
If he can just continue what he has done, the improvements that he's made, and become adequate. And with the power that he has, mm-hmm. the speed that he has,
mm-hmm.
he's a guy that easily could steal 50 bases. If he gets on enough, he never gets caught stealing.
It's crazy. He's one of those guys that you love to pick. I love to watch Deion Sanders play baseball.
Yeah.
Just not necessarily in the field or in the batter's box, but once he gets on first base or once he makes contact with the ball, and you just watch him round the bases.
Right.
You know, those guys were fun. What about Polanco out for, what did he get, 80
games? 80
games. Can they plug that hole there?
You know, it's funny. This is the Minnesota Twins, the pinching Minnesota mm-hmm. Twins. They might be one of the major league teams that was most ready that could withstand something like this in the middle infield. So they have Adrianza, a young guy, good defensive. Just you can throw him out there and he's a good defender.
But not going to hit a lick?
He's improved hitting where he's not, you're not looking at a 230 guy.
Mm-hmm.
You know, if he hits at a 255 clip, can get on 310, 315 on base, he's going to be solid there. But then you also have Escobar, who plays third base in a pinch. Now, you don't have the flexibility you once had with Sano, with the rod in his leg now, and I was watching spring training, not last week, and the weekend before, I was watching a game. He did not miss a meal this offseason.
Nice.
He looks like he is ready to go and play in left guard for the Vikings coming up after the baseball season ends.
Yeah, the panda brings back memories, huh?
Yes, he is a hefty, hefty individual, but for all accounts, he still fielded it well. He's nimble for a big guy.
Yeah.
I don't know how much longer he's going to stick at third.
I was just going to say, right.
But if you can get this year, maybe next out of it,
yeah.
I think you're in good shape.
What about your closer?
Well, their closer's not their best reliever. Addison Reed's their best reliever.
Right, but right now it's Fernando Rodney's going to start as a closer, right?
And I'm fine with that. In this new age of the way the bullpens are built,
mm-hmm.
I'm fine not having my best guy be my closer. I like Addison Reed, tight spot, top of the six, two on, one out. Let's go to Addison Reed here. or eighth inning, one-run game. We can go here. I like that flexibility that they have with your best guy. And Rodney, hey, it could blow up. And Reed by June might be the closer, which wouldn't surprise me one bit. But Fernando Rodney's fun. He's not always great, but he's entertaining at the end of games, and I have a feeling I'll be sweating.
Hair on fire.
9:45, 10 o'clock, a lot of evenings this summer.
Yeah, Rod Beck type of right. Right, type of
shooter.
Thing. All right, they won 85 games last year. Cleveland won 102.
Uh-huh.
It feels to me, Trent, and we got to get out of here so because you're going to get that Atterbury coming up.
Yeah.
It feels to me Minnesota's closed the gap on the Indians. Corey Kluber's not going anywhere.
Right.
I mean, still, I think maybe, is he the best pitcher in the America? He's in the conversation.
Absolutely.
But I think they've closed the gap on the, I don't think that they're going to win the Central. I think Cleveland will. But I think it's going to be, you know, we're going to get, there's going to be a little drama in September. Like last year, Labor Day was over, right? For Cleveland.
It was over in most divisions last year.
That's true. It was awful.
And it kind of looks like it might be the, could be going down the same road. You would have to have the Indians take a step back where they're in that low 90 range, and then the Twins tick
forward. Do they win 90 games, Minnesota?
I don't think so.
88?
I think that's a good number. If you put it at 87, I'd probably still be under. I'm looking 87. That's the number that I have in my
mind. So a little bit of improvement in 87. What did that, well, 85, we know, got your wild card last year. What was the other wild card? Yankees won 91.
Right.
Is 87 going to do it this year?
The Angels will be improved. That's the team that they battled with. Though
yeah,
the
Angels, we both agree, Astros are going to win that division at a romp, right?
But who else? I mean, you can, I guess.
It's whoever doesn't win the American League East is going to
get one. And then for the second one, it's the Twins. It's the Angels.
It's the Twins, the Angels. And the Royals aren't ready.
No.
Mariners keep
maybe
teasing you. Rangers are going to stink. Oakland's going to stink.
Yeah. Orioles, no.
No.
Rangers, no.
Blue Jays?
Maybe. There's another maybe you throw in that category, but it's just. After probably six teams. I think there are really six teams for five spots.
Yeah.
Red Sox, Yankees,
yep.
Indians, Astros, Twins, Angels.
Mm-hmm. Can you throw Toronto in?
All right, we'll throw the Blue Jays in there.
It's the 27th.
It's still March. I can't throw your team in the scrap pile yet.
We will take a timeout. Trent's going to finish things up here. Thank you for doing that, Trent. More Twins conversation when we return. It's the Ken Miller Show. We're here every Monday through Friday from noon until 2, talking local sports with you on 1700 KBGG.
News, talk, sports. Yeah, we got all that online at 1700kbgg.com.
Baseball. Is there another professional sport that brings out as much passion and as many memories in their fans? Kevin the Flag Guy here. We love baseball at Heartland Flags. Go Reds. We know what the flag means, and so do you. The classic pinstripes, the simple W, or the iconic throwback logos of your favorite team. Baseball is back, and it's time to fly your favorite team's flag. Shop in-store, 3719 Southwest 9th in Des Moines, or online at heartlandflags.com.
The Rookie is Central Iowa's leader in sports cards, collectibles, supplies, and memorabilia. The Rookie has a large selection of vintage and modern-day sports cards from brands such as Topps, Upper Deck, and Panini. Whether you're starting a new collection or building your own, The Rookie has all your needs from football, basketball, baseball, hockey, UFC, and more. It's time to collect. Stop by The Rookie, 9992 Swanson Boulevard, right across from the Willis Auto Campus, and online at therookiesportscards.com.
Hi, I'm Baron Geiger, president of Caring Hands in Altoona. Is winter wearing on you? Are you ready for the sights and smells of spring? Do you enjoy walking or running and like the idea of meeting the needs of others in your community? If so, we've got a great opportunity for you. On April 7th, Caring Hands Food Pantry and Clothes Closet will be hosting its annual Springtime Hill Climb 5K 10K race. Starting in Doan's Park, the Springtime Hill Climb lets you breathe in the fresh air as you walk or run down the beautiful streets and trails of Pleasant Hill. The Springtime Hill Climb is for everyone, whether you're a new runner looking for a challenging 5K, a long-distance runner looking for a 10K training challenge to prepare for other races coming up, or just want to enjoy a walk through the community to support our fight against hunger here in Polk County. What do you think? Interested in registering for the race or being one of our many local sponsors? Just go to our website, www.caringhands.org. We'll see you on April 7th.
Attention golfers! We've got a sweet deal for you. It's the 2018 Clubhouse Card. The Clubhouse Card goes on sale Monday, April 9th at 9 a.m. Look for the Sweet Deals tab on this station's website to grab yours. Do you want to have the opportunity to try out Central Iowa golf courses for 50% off? Then this deal is for you. Spring is here, and it's your chance to play golf at some of Central Iowa's best courses. When you purchase a clubhouse card, you receive a round of golf with cart to each of the courses for 50% of the cost. Try out courses like Boz Landon in Pella, Westwood in Newton, and Terrace Hills in Altoona, and other great courses. Golf season officially starts soon. So what better way to get ready for the season than by purchasing the 2018 Clubhouse card? These cards will go fast, so plan to get yours before they're gone. On sale Monday, April 9th at 9 a.m. at this station's website under the Sweet Deals tab.
The 4 for 4 from Wendy's has a lot of fans because it's a deal that gives you a sandwich plus 4 nuggets, a small fry, and drink all for just $4. But now the 4 for 4 has more variety than ever with 8 sandwich choices.
I'm loyal to the double stack.
I'm junior bacon cheeseburger through and through.
I pledge myself to the crispy chicken sandwich.
I'm loyal to my hunger.
Whether you're loyal to one sandwich or all 8, the Wendy's 4 for 4 has a sandwich for you. So try them all and pick your favorite. Now that's deliciously different.
At participating Wendy's for a limited time. Offer not valid in Alaska and Hawaii.
Have you ever worked at a place where they didn't want you talking about your salary? Actually, have you ever worked anywhere where they did? Unlikely. But don't you have a right to know? If only there were a simple solution. Well, now there is.
How we find jobs has changed. On Indeed.com, our company reviews give you the inside track on thousands of companies. You can research salaries, benefits, company cultures, and more. All on Indeed.com. Search for greatness. Search Indeed, the world's number one job site. Indeed is the world's number one job site, according to ComScore total visits.
You don't need more sports, but you want more sports.
Rockstar Satellite can fix that with free next-day installation on DirecTV. Call Rockstar Satellite, 515-262-STAR. Call today for next-day installation, 515-262-STAR.
Since 1993, Wolf Construction has been Des Moines' choice for residential and commercial roofing. From complete re-roofing to small leaks, call Wolf Construction at 225-8866 for your roofing needs. Call 225-8866 to set up your roofing consultation or online at wolfconstruction.net. That's wolfconstruction.net for Wolf Construction. A-plus rating from the Better Business Bureau. wolfconstruction.net.
You ever wonder what you look like with a full, natural head of hair? Well, find out. Mr. Executive lets you try before you buy. Get real hair again and a lease with options. Mr. Executive offers a 90-day lease for just $200. And at the end of 90 days, if you decide to keep your new hair, the initial investment goes toward the purchase price. Look, don't spend any more money on potions and lotions that don't work. Check the latest in hair replacement online at mrexecutive.com or call 274-4049. Mr. Executive, 70th and University in Windsor Heights.
Guys, Trent Condon here again for New Leaf Wellness. Warm weather is going to be here before you know it, and if you added some pounds during the winter, New Leaf Wellness can help you. Great treatment programs designed specifically for you. I'm on the GAC and MIC. It has helped me not just lose weight with my energy level, no more lulls in the afternoon. Give them a call today. Set up a free, no-obligation consultation. 515-650-1358. That's 515-650-1358. Let's feel better together with New Leaf Wellness Centers.
At the Food Bank of Iowa, we know it's hard to believe that someone you might know might be struggling with hunger. But when 1 in 8 Iowans may not be sure where their next meal is coming from, hunger may be closer to home than you think. It affects all kinds of people. Parents, students, families, like the Hardesty family. Even though they work full-time, they struggle to make ends meet. But with 3 children, giving up isn't an option. We help families like the Hardestys every day. You might not know this family, but they could be your neighbors. Together, we can help ensure that all of our neighbors in need have dinner on the table. Donate today at foodbankiowa.org. We're the Food Bank of Iowa, and together, we can solve hunger.
You found your home for real sports talk for real sports fans. 1700 KBGG.
All right, back one final time here. Ken had to duck out a bit early to take a call, but running solo with a great guest coming up next as Chris Atterbury from the Twins Radio Network joins us here on the program this afternoon. Chris, long time no talk. How are things?
Yeah, things are good. Obviously, coming off a nice year, it makes for a shorter off season, which is good. Kind of a goofy spring where you're adding viable major league players throughout the course of your Grapefruit League schedule. and now we're ready to go. An exhibition tonight, and we can take the wraps off this thing and get out there and see if a team that looks as if it's gotten better can actually go out and prove that they're better on the field.
It's certainly been an interesting offseason across baseball with the wait and the wait and then the wait again before we finally saw free agents start to go off the board. Yu Darvish, somebody that the Twins were heavily involved with, he was one of the first names to go out, and then things trickled down from there. But the Twins, though they didn't get Darvish, they did a lot to help out that starting rotation. Take a shot here on Odorizzi and Lance Lynn, your expectations for them and just the guys that are coming in to help out that rotation.
Well, I think that there's no way you can look at what the Twins have done pitching-wise and not say that they're better than they were a year ago. Now, that's with Irvin Santana out, obviously, and you're going to get him back in a month, and that'll make things even better. You've got the young kid in Barrios. You want to grow your own, and he has chances to step forward and really become, you know, the guy that can be pretty special. A lot of folks around the league are keeping a very close watch on Jose. Kyle Gibson is trying to be the guy he was the second half of last season. He had a good spring. So he's kind of, you know, still a bit of an enigma in the middle. And then you go out and get the bona fide major league starters. Odorizzi was phenomenal once he got healthy last year down the stretch. He had a no-hitter against us into the seventh. Here's a guy who's just polished and poised, big league guy. Is he Yu Darvish? No. He's not Clayton Kershaw, but he is a viable, productive major league starter. Lance Lynn, same way. All he's ever done is pitch effectively for good teams and win a ton of games. And when you can wait and wait and get Odorizzi for a minor league shortstop that's down your own personal minor league shortstop depth chart, and you get Lance Lynn for, what, $5.5 million less than a qualifying offer, I mean, we're talking some serious bargain shopping that produced name brand product. So you can't help but feel better about it. The other thing that makes this rotation better, two things. One is the schedule. You don't need a fifth guy until much, much later in the season. And that'll be Phil Hughes, who thankfully you don't need him because he just went on the DL. So you can have an extra bullpen guy. And the other thing is that bullpen, because you've now got Addison Reed, Jack Duke, and Fernando Rodney at the back end of your bullpen. So the guys who were doing the heavy lifting last year at the end, Rogers, Hillenberger, they can come into ballgames now much earlier in a game, as opposed to being in the pressure cooker eighth, ninth inning. Golly, Buznitz was critical down the stretch. Pitched well in the spring, didn't even make the bullpen. So I think the depth of the bullpen and then just veterans who've been there in the rotation, especially a guy like Lynn working on a one-year deal, lots to prove. I think it's nothing but upside for the rotation.
So it was a great spring as it pertains to bringing guys in, getting everything kind of right, but there were some negatives that happened, including the suspension to Polanco after a breakout second half a year ago. He'll be on the shelf for 80 games before he's allowed to come back and also won't be able to be a part of the playoff roster. Hopefully we're talking about that by the time we get to late September, early October. But Chris, it feels like, at least to me, that if there is a team pretty well equipped to withstand losing a guy like that for half the season, it is the Twins. With Adrianza behind him, Escobar, you lose some flexibility that maybe you had before, but at the very least you have some ready-made guys that can step in there for these 80 games.
Well, I agree that you're right. I mean, it's a hit. I mean, he's a quality player, hits from both sides of the plate, and he's defensively probably a better player than Escobar at short, but you do have some depth there. Escobar's been called on in spots like this before. Even last year when Sano went down in the back half of the season, suddenly Esco is an everyday third baseman for a team that was surging into the playoffs and had a great year. He was in the shortstop spot a couple of years before that. Every time he's found a permanent home in the lineup, and it's happened repeatedly since he came over in that Morneau deal, or the Liriano deal with the White Sox, every time he's had a permanent home, he's performed even better at the plate. So I'm not too worried about Escobar. I think Adrianza was a really underappreciated piece last year to what went on, and his versatility certainly plays. And you do have some depth now in the minor leagues, but, you know, ideally those two guys can carry the water, and then Jorge can get back and get straight, and the Twins are even better, you know, after 80 games.
Continuing with our baseball previews here across the Midwest today, the Minnesota Twins. Chris Atterbury from the Twins Radio Network joining us here. Chris, much of that flexibility also with the loss of Polanco. Miguel Sano, where it felt like maybe you're going to be able to play him, DH him a little bit more, even first base at times. Seems like that flexibility is gone, and with it is Miguel Sano with the new rod in the leg. and a little bit more weight, it looked like, in spring training on him. Can he play third base each and every day?
It's a great question. I wish I had the answer. He's a big dude. No matter what he's doing exercise-wise, he's always going to be a pretty big dude. But the flexibility really doesn't come or get dipped into because of the Polanco. That's the Morrison signing, right? You're going to have Logan Morrison now eating up a lot of those PH at-bats and first base when Joe's off. And there will be days when Joe and Logan are out and Miguel can slide over there and put a right-handed stick there and you can play Adrianza and Escobar together on the left side of the infield. But it's a valid question that you ask. Can he withstand a full season? Because for all the talent Miguel has, and he's got a ton of it, and for the productivity we've seen stretches where he has been all-star level productive, and he made the all-star game, and he goes, ooh, one thing he's never done is play a full season. So until he does it, I guess we can't answer that.
Chris, a lot of expectations certainly for me. I'm a Twins fan. This is as optimistic. I'm normally on the other side of the fence. I'm more of a glass half empty kind of guy, but I'm optimistic. What's your biggest concern right now? When you look at this team, what they built, what they're put together, what's the one thing that still concerns you going into 2018?
Well, I think health is always a concern because one injury or two injuries, and if they happen, right, they can change everything. I think for me, if you want to talk like X's and O's concerns, last year the backbone of this team was they're fundamentally how sound they were defensively. Now, they had some brilliant defensive players, Joe and Brian and Byron, obviously the best in the game. But fundamentally, they were really good. They threw to the right base. They made the right plays. They didn't give anybody any extra outs. And that's hard to sustain because you've got a bunch of players who, by and large, you take Dozier, Castro, Mauer out of there, they're young guys. And so they're still going to have some peaks and valleys. And you hope that they don't get into the mode of, well, we did it last year and we don't have to focus on that again. That's something that I discussed a little bit with Paul Molitor even this week, is maintaining the focus on those little things to continue to get better. So that concerns me. There is volatility with young players. Max, Byron, Eddie, Miguel, those are still young players, and those guys will have ups and downs. We haven't even begun to see the ceiling on these guys, which is the fun part, but they will have some ups and downs. So the volatility, how do you deal with expectation? I think that's something that's always a big deal. And then actually, those-wise, Morrison brings a big bat, but he's had the one really good year, but he hasn't consistently been the 38 home run guy. He's consistently been the 18 to 20 home run guy who strikes out a ton. So you have a potential to kill some rallies in there with pop-ups and strikeouts between him and Miguel. You could be looking at 400 strikeouts. So how do you structure things so that the rest of the lineup, which is built with guys who can hit over the fence, sure, but they go gap to gap and they run and they're aggressive and they feel lazy. And then you've got thumpers. You don't want them to be deflating thumpers in the middle of the lineup. So that's a fun problem to have because you're trying to figure out how to order some legit major league bats, which is not always been the case. So just consistency moves. There's still problems in health with the biggest issues to me and not getting caught up in your individual numbers and staying collectively in pursuit of the same goal. The strengths last year, again, were the fundamentals, and this was a real tight group. It was a team that played for each other and not for themselves. That's always hard to maintain, right? I mean, that's, mm-hmm. We can talk about it. You can logically know about it, but human nature tells us that that's not always how things work. You got a lot of guys on one-year deals. Can they still be all in for the good of the collective as opposed to the individual? That's the biggest thing.
Chris Atterbury from the Twins Radio Network. Chris, great hearing your voice, and hopefully around these parts, a little forbearance to maybe things to come. We'll be hearing your voice a lot more in Central Iowa this season.
I would like that very, very much. And speaking of Iowa, if any of your guys want to roll up to Cedar Rapids, there are going to be some future stars.
Yes.
Wearing Colonel's uniforms up there, and it'll be working dry.
Absolutely. Looking forward to it. Thanks so much, Chris.
I see you.
Chris Atterbury with the Twins Radio Network, and that will do it. Out. Time is over. Appreciation certainly to Chris for joining us today. Good stuff out of him. Coming up this afternoon, Jimmy B and TC. Brinson's off, so Ken had to leave early. Jimmy B's off today. I'm manning the ship all alone, and that is okay.
He's got a lot of great people coming in. Kerry Miller on college basketball. We'll talk Cyclones with Alex Halstead. John Bonenkamp will be by on the Hawkeyes, and we'll talk a little baseball as well. The whole league with Zach Reimer from Bleacher Report. All to come on your drive home from 4 until 6 with Jimmy B and TC. Thanks, everybody out there, for listening in. We'll talk to you again at 4 o'clock.
You found your home for real sports talk for real sports fans. 1700 KBGG.
Washer Systems of Iowa, blasting grime and saving you time. At Washer Systems of Iowa, we have an experienced factory-trained service department and will work on any American-made pressure washer. Washer Systems of Iowa, featuring Mighty M industrial pressure washers. Mighty M, built in Iowa, number one in Iowa. Washer Systems of Iowa. Visit their showroom at 6050 Northeast 14th Street in Des Moines or online, washersystems.com.
If you're a small business owner, you know how important it is to keep good records. We can help. Hi, this is Mike Hammond, owner of Advantage Financial and Tax Services, located in West Des Moines. Bookkeeping, payroll, sales tax reporting, as well as income taxes. Everything you need to be successful in running your business. We are not a chain and offer local and personalized service. You do what you do best and let us do the rest. Visit AdvantageIowa.com or call 440-1133. Advantage Financial and Tax Services, located in West Des Moines.
At Wolf Construction, we do many large construction projects across the Midwest, but we started as a roofing company, and we're still a roofing company today. At Wolf Construction, we don't just show up with a dumpster and trailer in your driveway. We arrive with a business card in hand, ready to take care of your home. Whether it's a simple roof repair, a complete re-roofing project, or a new construction project, Wolf Construction can handle the job. Call Wolf Construction at 515-225-8866 or visit us on the web at wolfconstruction.net. We're a roofing machine.
Attention golfers! We've got a sweet deal for you. It's the 2018 Clubhouse Card. The Clubhouse Card goes on sale Monday, April 9th at 9 a.m. Look for the Sweet Deals tab on this station's website to grab yours. Do you want to have the opportunity to try out Central Iowa golf courses for 50% off? Then this deal is for you. Spring is here and it's your chance to play golf at some of Central Iowa's best courses. When you purchase a Clubhouse Card, you receive a round of golf with cart to each of the courses for 50% of the cost. Try out courses like Boz Landon in Pella, Westwood in Newton, and Terrace Hills in Altoona, and other great courses. Golf season officially starts soon. So what better way to get ready for the season than by purchasing the 2018 Clubhouse Card? These cards will go fast, so plan to get yours before they're gone. On sale Monday, April 9th at 9 a.m. at this station's website under the Sweet Deals tab.
Are you in the mood for real, classic, homemade Italian food? Well, I have the spot for you. It's Villaggio. Two locations. The newest location in Urbandale, 2675 100th Street. The original in Norwalk. Classic dishes like cavatelli, spaghetti, lasagna, and vodka rigatoni. Top-notch pizza and awesome sandwiches. A great happy hour and Italian done right. Villaggio.